Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning Telefonica, O2.
Today's top stories at a glance. An O2 customer's eSIM activation failure renders his primary number unreachable despite flexible multi-SIM options and leads to compensation after prolonged issues. A severe mobile data outage in the Lüneburger High Day disrupts connectivity for local businesses and residents even as O2 restores data delivery. And a study finds that leveraging existing energy infrastructures, such as power masts and wind turbines, could significantly boost network coverage and cost efficiency.
The article from teltarif.ee discusses a case in which a reader encountered significant difficulties with the multi-SIM service provided by O2 Telefonica. Although O2 Telefonica offers considerable flexibility with options such as multi-SIM, connect cards, and eSIM, the reader experienced a failure during the eSIM activation, which resulted in his primary phone number becoming completely unreachable. The report explains that the activation error led to prolonged communication issues, preventing him from receiving calls, SMS messages for two-factor authentication, and access to the customer portal. Multiple attempts to seek help via phone and online channels did not yield prompt resolutions until further escalation and media intervention led to a partial resolution, including the reactivation of the number and a compensation of €140. However, despite these measures, his mobile data remained limited to Edge, prompting concerns about the responsiveness of customer support, as detailed by teltarif.de.
The article from abendblatt.de highlights a severe mobile data outage in the Lüneburger High D, a situation which had a substantial impact on local businesses and residents. It describes how the sudden dismantling and reinstallation of a cell tower by American Tower Company left communities, including the IT entrepreneur Raphael Stix and his marketing consultancy located in Hahnstedt, isolated from mobile connectivity. This incident disrupted critical digital services, such as mobile payments, email, and video conferencing, forcing local stakeholders and even the mayor to take active steps to monitor and negotiate the restoration of services. Although O2 Telefonica managed to resume data delivery as of the previous Wednesday, many Vodafone users continued to experience connectivity issues, intensifying frustrations among affected parties. The report emphasizes the dependency on reliable digital infrastructure for business operations and community life, with the entrepreneur even considering relocating his firm due to recurring network instability, as reported by abendblatt.de.
Technology and innovation. The article from t3n.de examines how U.S. sanctions have unexpectedly catalyzed Huawei's transformation into a comprehensive AI provider. It explains that, historically known for telecommunications equipment and smartphones, Huawei reoriented its strategy after massive U.S. trade restrictions nearly halted its end-device business, channeling its efforts into building an integrated AI ecosystem. The report notes that Huawei has developed its own AI infrastructure, including the Ascend series of processors, an AI cloud matrix that links hundreds of processors into a supercomputer, and the KN software platform, which directly challenges NVIDIA's CUDA framework. Additionally, the article highlights that NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang has already remarked on Huawei's rise as one of the most formidable technology companies, underscoring the strength of the company's holistic approach from chip design to cloud solutions. The narrative concludes by addressing Huawei's focus on industrial AI applications with its Pangu model family, which targets specialized sectors such as mining with solutions like fully autonomous mining trucks, thereby turning a challenging geopolitical situation into an opportunity for technological self-reliance.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on the potential continuation of broadcasting major football World Cup games on ZDF, despite initial setbacks in securing live transmission rights by ARD and ZDF. In a meeting of the Broadcasting Council in Mainz, ZDF Director Norbert Himmler mentioned that there are currently promising discussions with the rights holder, Deutsche Telekom, and he expressed confidence that the key matches can continue to be shown on free television. The article explains that although the Football World Cup is seen as an important unifying event for society, public broadcasters are bound by economic constraints, which influence their negotiation strategy. It is noted that Deutsche Telekom acquired all live media rights for the 2026 World Cup, held in Canada, Mexico, and the USA, and that the agreement with FIFA also covers the rights for the Women's World Cup in 2027, as well as the U20 World Championships of 2025 and 2027. As these developments unfold, O2 Telefonica observes the competitive landscape closely, with the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung emphasizing that the balance between public service and commercial viability remains a key factor in the rights negotiations.
In an article published by Heise.de, a study commissioned by the Federal Association of Energy and Water Industries, BDEW, and conducted by WIK Consult is discussed, which highlights how existing energy infrastructures can be used to significantly improve mobile network coverage. The report states that utilizing current structures such as power masts, wind turbines, and utility company buildings could accelerate network expansion, reduce costs, and enhance environmental sustainability, particularly in underserved areas. It explains that over 40% of the completely untreated and weakly covered regions, as well as nearly 50% of households in the examined areas, could be served by installing antennas on these established sites, potentially saving almost 400 million euros if half of the existing infrastructure is utilized. The article from Heise.de further outlines that, with regulatory pressure intensifying, especially regarding the requirement to provide at least 50 megabit per second download speeds for 99.5% of the population by 2030, leveraging such infrastructures could help meet these obligations more rapidly. Lastly, the report discusses challenges emerging from the highly concentrated market for mobile infrastructure, noting that only three tower companies predominantly control the sector, and it calls for active cooperation between energy suppliers and mobile network operators, potentially coordinated by an independent body, to ensure both ecological and economic interests are balanced.
That was the current overview of the key topics for Telefonica O2. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.